Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
Almighty God, I ask today that anyone whose heart is open to this message, you mobilize heaven and earth for his lifting. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he added what? No sorrow with it. Now, there are four reasons why the blessing makes the difference. How many reasons? The first one is this. The blessing activates the creative potential in a man. The blessing activates creative potential. If you're going to have money, you must market goods or services. So creative potential, the blessing triggers it so you can have something to market. Secondly, the blessing overrides the poverty curse on the earth. You are on earth with other people that are suffering the poverty curse. You are just walking in high places. You can live in Nigeria as if you are living in Europe. You don't need to run over there. You are here and enjoying something better than them. Who wants that? Take it in the name of Jesus. The third thing, the blessing mobilizes spiritual forces to assist a man. You see, one of the things you learn in the school of maturity is that the natural is never enough. One of the first lessons you learn in the school of maturity is that the natural is never enough. Anyone that builds his life on the natural will have shameful outcomes. And the natural fails at the time you need it the most. When life gives a pushback, the natural will fail. Paul was saying, it's not that we are sufficient of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. Brothers and sisters, you need God. Why do you need him? There are dimensions that are impossible to access in the natural. There are places you want to go to. You can't get in the natural. You know, in Isaiah chapter 45, the Bible is talking about a man called Cyrus. And God is saying, I'm going before you. I make the crooked places straight. I make the rough places plain. He said, I'm going to break in pieces the bars of iron and cut asunder the gates of brass. He said, I'm going to give you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, who call you by name, I am the God of Israel. There are gates that must break before you enter. There are territories you can't access without God breaking something. Listen, I've told you before, and many people don't believe me. There are levels in life you cannot enter unless you are sponsored by God or Satan. The problem with Satan's sponsorship is it doesn't last, and it will kill you and your generations. No, you are not hearing me. And at the end of life, you end up in eternal damnation. But the blessing of God make it rich and doesn't ask so. So you make your choice. All of these politicians running up and down making noise now, they know where they hid themselves. There's those who are sponsored by God. There are those who are sponsored by the other things. But each one will pay. The blessing of God. There are places you can't enter. Impossible in the natural. Your ability can't take you there. You do your best, but you fall short. Why do you need spiritual forces? My brother, there are adversarial forces that come into play in life that you cannot handle by your own power. You will know what you are doing. You wouldn't know what is doing you. You wake up in the morning, everything is dried up in your hand. People look at you and favor is forgotten. I will never forget the story of the girl. I was preaching and they said, there's somebody here. I said, I see Germany. I said, you are doing business with somebody in Germany. And then something happened and the person cut you off. I said, God is saying he's restoring you. And she said, there's this man that used to send container from Germany, a relative of her friend. And she'll market the containers for her in Nigeria and all of that, the goods, and then send him back his money and take a little bit of the profit for herself. And they've done it for some years. And then suddenly, for 2 years before that time, the man stopped, won't pick his call, won't do anything. She sends her a test, he insults her. And she said, I don't know why. That day she left here in faith clinic. The next week she was in faith clinic to hear her testimony. Is as she left. On Saturday, the man called and was apologizing. I mentioned her best friend. I said, it is her that told me you were manipulating things. and doing all this. That's why I stopped. He said, and I channeled everything to her. He said, but just yesterday, I found out that she's a criminal. He said, to apologize for you, I'm giving you 2 containers free for yourself. He said, I'm giving you 2 containers free. She didn't know that evil forces came to swallow her destiny. Can you lift your 2 hands? Anything that came to eat you, die without mercy. There are forces that move against men. You need power bigger than the natural to handle it. You think that her girlfriend just did it by gossip? Ah, no. If she did it by gossip, she would have taken everything. It was spiritual manipulation, a takeover manipulation. Stop living your life as if you don't know that this earth is deep. There are advantages others have over you that only the supernatural can override. They have criteria, you have favor. They have beauty, you have favor. They have education, you have favor. They have connection, you have favor. You enter the same place, finish an interview, and favor speak for you and reject them. That's what to know. That's why the spiritual must be part of your business plan. How does the blessing mobilize spiritual forces? The blessing puts a mark of divine sponsorship on a person. And anywhere you go, whatever backs God up will back you up. That's what happens. Mark of divine sponsorship. The blessing cancels the curse of the earth and activates goodwill. That's what the blessing does. You're walking in goodwill. How can you spend a whole 6 months and no human being has ever done you favor? What thing they do you? To talk of 1 year, 2 years. Brothers and sisters, it's unnatural for a man to live for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and not one day did the person see exceptional favor. Somehow or another, even if it's by chance, somebody should favor you. So if it's not working for you, I break it now. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. So the blessing releases a fragrance on you that compels favor. Somebody say compel. When the blessing is upon you, there are some battles that are coming. The blessing will oppose them. You don't even need to notice. You don't even know what is fighting. And yet you are winning. There are people that could have done you wrong that in the dream God stopped. There are people that plan nonsense and God says, if you try it, I kill you. That's what the blessing does. Remember the brother that was testifying about the koboko? How the man came to his house early in the morning and was apologizing and said, pray for me and all of that. Forgive me. Because a man and another person traveled all the way from here to the west to do charm to stop his business. And they almost succeeded. And they ran to fake clinic. After that brutal declaration that day, he said, this man, they served the same oga. The man came on Saturday morning and was asking him, please pray for me. One of the Saturdays, 3 weeks after the brutal declaration, that for 3 weeks now he has not slept. Every night somebody comes to him and brings a koboko and starts flogging him in a dream and tells him he came from Gateway Altar. That he should go and confess. So he went to confess. There are some people that are your friends that after today, the koboko will go. Turn the fire, Satan. It's when you hear other people's story, it looks like a lie. Until it's your own story. Until you get back home and you see that, so God actually moved for me. I stretch my hand toward you. Within 24 hours, heaven moved for you. When the blessing is upon you, you can supernaturally override losses. You lost something and God recovers it. That's why Elisha could put a little wood on the river and the axe head began to swim. There are some of you that lost all kinds of things. But as you are hearing me now, let your axe head begin to swim. Amen. This is what the blessing does. That's why we pursue the blessing. So when we're talking about finances, don't go for money. Go for blessing. When the blessing is upon you, money is one of the natural results of blessing. Prosperity is not money. Prosperity, money is one dimension of prosperity. Prosperity includes peace. It includes people loving you. Am I talking to somebody? It includes good health. So you go for the blessing and every other thing is working. The fourth thing, the blessing supernaturally multiplies human results. You have multiplied results. You see, I need you to listen. Nothing about a blessed man adds up. It doesn't add up. The results of a blessed man are always wonder results. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 13, the Bible says, and Abraham was very rich. How? But I thought in chapter 12, verse 1, he was broke. Yes, the blessing turned him rich like overnight. And somebody hearing me, this month of March will not end until they call you very rich. Wonder results. How can a man sow in famine and receive in the same year 100-fold? Wonder results. How can a man cheated for 20 years receive the whole reward in 1 year? Wonder results. How can somebody catch fish and in the mouth of the fish is money? Wonder results. Is anybody hearing me? Who wants it? As long as the Lord lives, take your portion. You see, two persons can have the same size of farm, but they don't have the same size of blessing. We have the same size of farm. We didn't have the same size of blessing. We are in the same grade level in government, but we are not blessed the same. You didn't hear me. So your grade level suspends your income. My own grade level income is just for Kola North. So month is over. I didn't touch my income. And month is over. You are complaining your income wasn't enough. Why? Because we are operating at different levels. Two persons go to shop and then one come back complaining. I sold everything, but I don't even know where the money is. Another person went there and came back. He sold only two things. He knows where the money is and it's more than what the man has. The blessing, wonder results. Some channels of blessing are practically inexplainable. It doesn't make sense. How is it happening? I don't know. All I know is that it has to happen. Can you lift your hand? Before this week is over, can it be possible that a person will dash you at least $1,000? Yeah. What of 10,000? Yeah. Take it in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's called a blessing. How does a blessing multiply results? One of the things a blessing does, it allows the spiritual to directly channel results into the physical realm. Yes, there are times it happens. When the woman that had oil, I was pouring, oil was multiplying. That was a spiritual directly channeling results into the physical realm. That's a spiritual channeling results. And some of you here forgot the testimony of the brother that got up in the morning and opened his wardrobe and saw a brown envelope full of cash. He said, who brought this here? He called the wife. The wife said, it's not me. All the children are starters. So even if they go to steal, they can't come back with that amount. You're not hearing me. There's no wife-in-laws and anybody. Nobody's living with them. The man said maybe somebody's trying to set him up. They waited. They hid the money, waited. Nobody came. In the morning, he went to the bank to know whether it's counterfeit. Big amount of money, brothers. Not small change. As he was going, he told the wife, call Papa. He said, if they arrest me, tell Papa, let him bail me. As he was going, his heart was pounding. He thought somebody was trying to set him up. He got to the bank. They brought out the something, opened it, counted, finished, checked through, deposited. It was real money. Tell bro that God doesn't bless people. Bro, poverty terminated. Can you lift your hand? May heaven channel something to your hand. Another way blessing multiplies result, it gives you a life journey without unnecessary disruptions and interruptions. No resistance, no reversal. Do you know that many of you here, what is making your life small is the many battles you are fighting. If the attacks on your destiny reduce, your income will be better than this. There are some of you, just your mother being sick, you didn't know you spent more than $1 million. Because we went from this hospital, she got well, and then 2 months ago, he started again. Another one, he started again. This one, all of those things, you are spending without noticing. By the time you finish, your whole money is gone. Business money is gone. He said, I don't know what happened to my business money. You are using it to save life. Can you imagine what it looks like to live a whole year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, not one armed robbery, not one 419, not one fire incident, not one negative report, not one medical bill? I stretch my hand toward you. May this be the beginning of that kind of season. Amen. That's what makes it easy. I know what it looks like because I've been through that season before. Life is spiritual, sir. When there is on all of these small problems, you keep having slow journey. Third one, the blessing can bridge time and hasten results. The blessing makes you reap results and compensate for lost years. 14, the blessing brings partnership to your life to achieve your goals with ease and speed. Blessing will make partners come into your life. Achieve your goals with ease and speed. And finally, the blessing can turn the supernatural to alter negative realities. If it's not working, blessing can make it work.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.